Hello, it's the English program here. My name is Steve, and you are listening to Radio Goes Pop. Okay, Pilar suggested that we should think of something random to say, so I'm thinking of something. I know. When you think of the front bench of the Tory party, is it just me, or does it make you feel a little bit sort of queasy? Makes you sort of feel a little bit sick when you think of all the... Oh, hang on a minute. I think I need the toilet. Back in a second. Okay, just been listening to the media show on Radio 4, listening to it live, practically, and here's the thing, they were talking about this whole News International taking over Sky thing, and this is the sort of chain of events in order of what happened. As far as I can tell, the Tory party, before the election, said something to someone about something. I can't say what, but that's what happened, okay? Right. Now, somehow, for some strange reason, the certain newspapers switched allegiance from Labour to Tory. Paid money to the Tories for the election campaign. And, by the way, did a few speeches suggesting the BBC is too powerful and Sky needs to be more powerful. Tories get in, with a little help from our friend Nick. And then, this is the really crazy bit. What happened then was that the BBC suddenly found themselves with their legs cut from under them. They were completely cut down to size. And when a certain newspaper group, news group, asked, will it be okay if we purchase Sky? The government said, well, hang on a minute, we can't make that kind of decision. Okay? We can't make that decision. It has to be referred to Ofcom. So it goes to Ofcom. Ofcom recommend that it's such a big decision, it has to be taken by the Competition Commission people, the people who are experts at this kind of law. So the government, under Jeremy Hunt, goes, well, hang on a minute. Why don't you go away? Ofcom, which we're going to abolish very soon, maybe, and the people who want to do the purchasing, you go away, into a room, have a talk, see what you can come up with. So, lo and behold, they come out. By the way, we've got this new plan. And there we go. That's what happened. That's a true story. It really is. And thus is the story of how Ofcom saved its own bacon. Yes. True story, you know, Pilar. It absolutely is. When he first became the Secretary of Culture, whatever you call him, Mr. Hunt made the mistake of effectively accusing Liverpool fans of being hooligans and causing the Hillsborough disaster, completely unaware of the fact that officially it was the police to blame and not the fans, and the Home Secretary had to go to Parliament and correct him. I wonder which newspaper Mr. Hunt reads.